Good evening, wonderful people, Grace Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to the second installment, second segment of Radio Biafra live transmission from here in Toronto, in Canada, on this day, still the 12th day of July in the year of our Lord 2013. My name is Kano. I'm at the residence of our dear brother here in Toronto, which is his name. And also, we have other Biafrans you'll be hearing from in a short while. Our brother is not here, but the Akune Chemba, who is the wife, is still here with us, providing for us in every way possible, making sure that the work of Biafra goes ahead. We do apologize for coming to you slightly late. I did oversleep. My alarm wasn't working. We do apologize for that. I wanted to come to you about an hour ago, but I was sleeping because I was very tired. I wanted to get some rest, but I wasn't able to wake up because we know that some people have body clock, but unfortunately it failed me on this occasion, so we do apologize. We know some of you have been waiting for a while now, and you are welcome to the program. As usual, this is Radio Biafra, the same place where you are free to make your speech, the same place where you are free to speak your mind without censorship, the same place, the only place on this planet where you can speak in South Africa and you hear your voice in Sweden, where you can, in Austria, you can make a comment and somebody in Australia will hear you. You can be in the North America, you say something and somebody in Armenia will hear what you're saying. This is Radio Biafra, the widest listened to broadcasting network coming out of indigenous Black Africa. We are the only people that have managed to do something that no other person can do. We are today broadcasting from the home of our dear brother and our sister here in Toronto, in Canada. Courtesy of the Biafrans here in Canada, they have done us proud. They came out in mass. We are here. We still some of them. They are like people keeping vigil. As I was sleeping, they were keeping vigil downstairs. That goes to show that the Spirit of God is with us as we move forward in this struggle to restore Biafra, to restore our lost glory without fear, without favor, without prevaricating, without retreating, and without surrendering. Because this is Radio Biafra. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. Any other thing is unacceptable. We are not in any way, shape, or form relenting in our pursuit of what we know is noble. We are not relenting in doing the work of God, because what Radio Biafra is doing is the work of God. trying to bring freedom to God's own people on this earth. We are scattered everywhere with Radio Biafra, traveling to various countries, speaking from homes. The gathering is going apace. We are bringing ourselves together as a people, as one family, in order for us to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Once again, my name is Dekano. We are here in Toronto, in Canada. The time here is slightly past 8 p.m. in the evening. It's gone almost past 1 a.m. in London, gone past 1 a.m. in Biafra land. We don't know what it is, wherever you are, but we're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some of you, because we are welcoming you. This is your own platform, Radio Biafra, the only institution owned by Biafrans and financed by them all over the world. This is the only thing we have. We don't own Calago cement factory together anymore. Not Golden Guinea, not ceramics, not glass factory in Aba, not any other institution. This is the only thing we own together as a people. That is why people support it with their lives. Some of them, people guard it jealously. So if you call to insult Radio Biafra, please know that you are speaking to millions upon millions of people who are like hawks, guarding what belongs to them. Any day we speak lies on this platform, we cease to exist as a people. Here it is dedicated to the truth and nothing but the truth, of to it the glory of God as well. Before we proceed, we're going to go around the table to please get our people here with me to say hello to you. Before konyo wala mike wala nya wala nya kam de kai ne se kuna banyin bi kon wan dem work kan na ke ke lo mun na nya ndo ma de negen to wala ne buru buru ndewo
ndewo mado o mu Biafra I se no no ara halora o ga hu e ruole mgbe nwoko na nwaanyi ga eji ofu obi kwagide ihe nkai na eme iji kata onwaanyi onu iza aha anyi o hu iza aha onye ozo kpara anyi I wo umu Igbo umu ndi Chineke nyere amamihe nye ha ogugu isi anyi ga hapu ihe chuga anyi na ama site n'ulo mara mma afu ama onye anwuna ibe ya efule ka nke a buru nchikota dika nwanne anyi nwoke nna anyi ndi si na akowara unu anyi si na Toronto na agbasara oha ozi nke a na asi unu na oka akpara akpa owisi ka eji ekwe ya oruole mgbe ndi Igbo gejikọta onwe ha ọnụ ka anyị were oke Chineke nyere anyị kemgbe ekegharị woro kenụ anyị n'aka etego aka ma ugbu a anyị na-eji ofu obi using this platform ịgbasara unu ozi na-adịghị adulterated ịgbasara unu ozi nke gasị ndị Igbo wepụ na aka onwe n'ofe onye gbuli bie ka ntanwụ fụọ ka anyị wuru n'ofu onye Igbo ọwụla n'oge awa ayịla nwanne ya na-ese okwu ya eche echiche chela azụ mara ebe anyị siri pụta ọwụ ndị Hausa na ndị Yoruba na ndị mba ọzọ gbuo anyị ejikwa ka na-egbu onwe anyị ka anyị were n'ire gụọ eze anyị ọrụ ka anyị malite site n'ụbọchị a na ozi ọma nke zitere anyị ana m ekpufuru nwanne anyị nwoke Nnamdi okpu na-asị na ọ gbalịala onye nwanyị ga-edu onye nwanyị ga-agba ume ka ọkụ nke ọ na-emunye n'ime anyị wụrụ nke ga-abara anyị uru bara ụmụ anyị uru bara ụmụ anyị uru ọmụ Jerry Okoro si na Toronto na-ekele unu.
Thank you very much. Sometimes we delve into our language because that is the language that God speaks to Jesus Christ his son with. Igbo language is the language of communication in heaven itself. So if we delve into Igbo language, you must forgive us. We are trying to reconnect with God. And as we well know that lies cannot be told in Igbo language. We cannot pour libation in Igbo language. We cannot offer praise to God in Igbo language, in any other language apart from Igbo, because that's the only thing that God himself understands. Please, my dear sister, go ahead once again, remind us your name and where we are today, because you are the host. In the absence of your husband, you are the one hosting Radio Biafra. He welcomed us very warmly into his home. Now he handed over to you. There was a note he wrote here. I don't want to read it. But given that this is Radio Biafra, we speak the truth and nothing but the truth. That was a note he wrote. I don't know if someone has taken it from this table. It is very, very deep. It's a very deep note. He wrote it to me somewhere. I don't know if somebody is trying to use it to blackmail me, to do something to me. He said here, "I am leaving. Anything you want, you ask my wife." I said, "Ha." Anything you want to ask, she is here to take care of. I'm very, very honored to be here. Please, once again, your name and this wonderful home that we're in today in Toronto, Canada. Please, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone, all dear friends around the world. It is my pleasure to host our Honorable Nnamdi. As I'm beginning to join this radio broadcast, I'm so happy that I was able to be among the people here today. I want to greet all the listeners once again to tuning on. Even though we are late, we apologize. And as we are about to start the second segment for the broadcast coming from Canada, we really want you to sit back and enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. And our dear is a genuine veteran. He wasn't sent to a hospital and came back. We don't want to tell us the stories he's been telling us off air, because if you were to tell that on air, people would then find an excuse to run away and say, how could you? And then what he had. But we're glad to have him here. He went to my alma mater, the same place that Chinua Achebe went to, the same place that Cyprian Ekwensi went to, the same place that most honorable people in that part of the world went to, including even Ken Seriwiwa himself. He went there on government scholarship. Please, my dear brother, tell the world who you are. Announce your name once again to the listening public of Biafrans in every country of this world this very evening, according to the time here in Toronto, Canada. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I'm Mazi Obonia Simon Okorodj from Toronto, Canada. You're all welcome to the second segment of the evening. And from Toronto, Canada, enjoy and relax. You'll be thrilled with our news tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been thrilled and very excited about the turnout of people. Those who heard the radio, Biafra came to Toronto, Canada, and they came to see us. Those who have called us on the phone, those who are promising to come, and those who are also saying that there is a barbecue. Is it barbecue or picnic? Which one is it going on?
Picnic.
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Enugu State.
Enugu State. Tomorrow. Which one is on Sunday?
That's it.
Olu people. Olu keeps sounding all the time. We went to their hall in Chicago, and they opened the place for us and gave it to us to address the world from, and we're very grateful to them. Because in Chicago, everywhere I go to, it's either Olu people are phoning in trying to take over Biafra. Are they in the military? Olu people, are they too much in the military?
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness, their spirit is everywhere, and we love them for that. Wonderful, wonderful people. I'm at the forefront of campaigning because I love the way Olu people speak, to make Olu dialect or in intonation the lingua franca for Biafra. I love the way they speak. When you hear even Olu men speaking, you wouldn't think they won't hurt a fly. I hope it is that way in real life, because I haven't lived there, but I think that they're great people, and it's a pleasure to have them. We shall be attending their function on Sunday as well to go and preach the gospel of the resurrection of Biafra according to this very radio station, this station that belongs to our people. We are asking you to please try and phone us when we start to take calls. Our number is there on Facebook. Please, I cannot remember the number. We're asking anybody who is online at this very moment listening to Radio Biafra, if you're close to Facebook, please put the number on Facebook. Put it on Facebook, please. We implore you, we urge you to try and do that to enable people know the number to call. The number is very, very important. Once we get the number, I don't know who has it off here, they should be able to give it to us. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct. As soon as our sister is able to find it, she will announce it to the world. Yes, she's not quite reading news as yet, like Chidera, but she can at least give us the number. Please, my dear sister, give us the number to call when we begin to take calls, please. The number?
416-627-4323. And you have to put the plus sign before you start dialing.
Yes, it's plus one. Yes.
416-627-4323.
I was almost beginning to sound like an interpreter in those days. I don't know if some of you witnessed the coming of Pentecostal churches in Igbo land, when somebody will speak in English, it hosts especially, and the interpreter will speak in Igbo language. It used to be very, very exciting. You wouldn't know that our people understood English, including our grandmothers in the villages, because they're very bright people. We are welcoming you wherever you are. That is the number to call. You are also on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, and you should be able to join us. Our headline on this day, the 12th day of July in the year of our Lord 2013, coming to you live and direct from Toronto in Canada, is that the Sani Abacha, the former dictatorial head of state, the butcher of men, women and children, the killer himself, his aide that helped him in the killing of people, is Major Hamza al-Mustafa. He was Sani Abacha's security chief. He has been set free by a court of appeal in Lagos. He's been in jail for nearly 15 years. He was set free yesterday when the court determined that he should be freed on lack of evidence. Then you start wondering, if lack of evidence is the issue, how come he's been in jail for 14 years? Not a victim of a miscarriage of justice. In other words, he was convicted not based on the correct evidence. We'll be trying to ask this evening, why did we replace a far more superior ancient penal code according to biblical edicts that we used to operate as a people? Why did we abandon trial by jury to opt for where one idiot sits in judgment of the guilt and innocence of other people by the shape of a judge or magistrate? What is happening? Why was this man detained for over 14 years without adequate trial, only for them to discover that somehow he is innocent? Or is it because Yoruba people are afraid that they cannot convict somebody? If this man was an Igbo man, they would have drawn, hung and quartered him. But this man is free today, having killed so many people. This is another example of Yoruba cowardice, people who cannot carry out. You see, justice is something that you need to enforce. They've been unable to do that in this case because they are cowards. He was being tried in Lagos. They have chickened out. They cannot afford to confront their masters, the Fulani people in the north. Yoruba people are scared to confront Hausa people because Hausa people conquered them, subjugated them. That is why they are terrified, because Yorubas as a people are very cowardly, have never done anything in their life to promote Nigeria. All they have done is to conspire, to cheat, to pillage and to loot, as typified by the work that Awolowo was doing. We are also reporting today that the amnesty panel, whatever that means, amnesty, people who says that we must circle to those who are killing us in the north, people who are saying we must bribe and cheat with Boko Haram. Boko Haram representing a dreaded sect hell-bent on killing as many Igbo people as possible in the north, hell-bent on making sure that they recreate an Islamic state in the north, of which every member of Radio Biafra editorial board and listener supports. We want them to have their own state in the north. They are killing our people, and we are paying them for that. You see, it's quite ironic. You kill an Igbo person, they come to Igbo land, take the oil, sell it to the international market, take the money and give to those killing you. That is what we are reporting this evening, that the amnesty panel ended in a deadlock with the Christian Association of Nigeria, heavily represented by Yoruba people. CAN, they call it CAN, heavily represented by Yoruba people, are the ones going to discuss. Nobody is talking about amnesty for the victims of Boko Haram, those that died. The innocent men, women and children in Madala Church that were bombed to death. Nobody is mentioning them. That is why white people say that blacks are monkeys, that they are primitive people, that they are apes. How come you are not talking about the people that died? That their blood were spilled innocently, they have not committed any crime, yet we are hell-bent on pacifying those who are murderers. We are hell-bent. Isn't it very, very ironic? Awolowo killed us and took our money. Everybody that kills Igbo people ends up taking the money belonging to Igbo people. We are allowing them to use our money. Good Lord Jonathan is using the money from the wealth gotten from the bosom of Biafra land to pacify people, to bribe people, to amulete people who are hell-bent on killing us, who have been killing us. Nobody is talking about the victims. Has Peter be forgotten how coffins were lined up everywhere in Anambra State following the Madala bombings? How about those victims? What is happening to them? We are asking the conscience of the world. Have you ever seen such nonsense before? In everywhere in humanity where there is this type of problem, you compensate victims before you compensate the perpetrators. But only in Nigeria is everything upside down. As our brother said before he left, only in Nigeria are you beginning to build from the top down rather than building from the foundation up. That is what is happening. We are reporting to you today on the 12th day of July 2013 that Nigeria is paying the murderers and killers of Igbo people, the murderers and killers of Christians in Nigeria, a news that they will not present to you in this format, a news that they are afraid to tell you the truth as to what is happening. They are talking about the membership of the panel disgracefully without any shame. There is no honor amongst these people. There is no integrity amongst them. People do not value life, and because we do not value life, the good Lord has abandoned us to our own devices. We are reporting again that Amnesty panel ended in a deadlock between the Christian Association of Nigeria and the Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution of Security Challenges in the North. This happened in Abuja only yesterday. This came as the umbrella Christian body, in this case Christian Association of Nigeria, composing of the committee that Jonathan formed, they are threatening not to accept any recommendation made by the panel. Ask yourself how many Yorubas have been killed in this very, you know, war of attrition waged by Boko Haram against our people due to envy. You can count them. We are the ones being slaughtered in our tens of hundreds. Ask yourself how many Igbo people are on this panel. It's a very simple question. How many Igbo people are on this Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution of Security Challenges in the North? Are we not living in the northern part of Nigeria? Don't we call ourselves the Northern Igbos in Nigeria? We should all be ashamed of ourselves. We have forgotten what it means when we name our children Ndubisi, Ndukaku, Onye Hapundu Baego. All these things are the names that our forefathers gave to us because we value life. And as Ekwenche reminded us that Madu means the beauty of life, or Matinkendo, the beauty of life. Yet we are here. Those that took away our lives, took away our properties in the north, took away everything that we hold very dear, we are paying them with our own money so that they will stop killing other people. That is sheer lunacy. We are also reporting that Wole Soyinka is blaming good Lord Jonathan for the crisis in River State. This is a man that comes out once in a while to offer us his opinion. This is a man who shouldn't have been the Nobel laureate but bribed his way into it. The Yoruba people ganged up and bought the entire panel at Nobel to give the prize to him rather than to Chinua Achebe. We are giving you an assignment this evening. Go and look at the works of Wole Soyinka. Look at the works of Chinua Achebe and tell us who is the more prolific writer. Who is the more prolific writer? It's like having Shakespeare and Rudyard Kipling, and you're telling me that Rudyard Kipling's works is far more acceptable than that of William Shakespeare. Is that possible? It is impossible to do, only in Nigeria, a place full of deceit. Okuashi people lie to themselves. That is why Radio Biafra was founded on the cardinal principle of truth and honesty. We cannot deviate from it. We are irreducible. We are uncompromisable, unbribable on the face of this earth. We are not going to stop doing that. We want people to put it down, watch and see that this is Radio Biafra. We are not going to compromise our principles like Nigeria does all the time. Wole Soyinka is not meant to be. Let them go and ask Obasanjo what they did. The amount of money they gave to the Nobel Committee to switch the vote from Chinua Achebe to Wole Soyinka. This is Radio Biafra. We're also reporting that they are not doing federal character when it comes to the allocation of oil blocks. El-Rufai is saying that Deziane, who is the petroleum minister, should not be responsible. Her name is Deziane Madueke, the wife of the former governor of Abia State or Imo State, whatever they call them. I don't know. Maybe they've created a new state. He used to be a Navy officer. He was in the public. Apparently, he claimed he fought another soldier that fought for Biafra that surrendered at Uguta. That's where the Nigerian Navy were camped. They were the first people to defect and fight against their own kind. Go and ask yourself if your father, your husband, your uncle was amongst those stationed at Uguta, the Biafran Navy at Uguta Lake. They were the first people to switch sides. They joined. This is their reward. They make their wives petroleum ministers. They make their sons ambassadors. They make from Abia Seka. They reward them. That is your reward. If you betray your people, they reward you in Nigeria. If you kill your people, they make you the deputy, whatever nonsense as they make Peter Obi, of the Presidential Committee on Governors, whatever nonsense that title is. They are saying that they will not share oil according to federal character. They are telling us that Deziane Madueke, the wife of Alison Madueke, should not be responsible for the allocation, or at least to advise the president on how the oil blocks should be allocated. These are the people, when he meet their husbands, they said, no, on Nigeria we stand, one Nigeria, when they claim their own kind in the north because of oil money. Oh my goodness, I can't wait for these people to die and go to hell. We are also telling you today that opposition government is reporting that the federal government of Nigeria, of the Zoological Republic, a place inhabited by animals, Nigeria is a zoological republic. It is full of wild animals because they kill and eat each other all the time. They are planning an emergency rule in River State. That is where there is mayhem. That is where there is chaos. Chibika Amaechi changed his name to Rotimi Amaechi so he can sound appealing to Yoruba people. He is making a fool of himself all over the place. This is an Igbo son saying he is not Igbo anymore, and people are wondering sometimes why God curses certain people. You are an Israelite and you say you are not. Somehow you are an Arab and you want God to bless you. You must be deranged. We are asking Igbo people to repent from their sins. Most of them, or else you will drown in the oil and you'll be soaked in it and you'll not get anything out of it. The same way that Melford Okiro confessed before he died that he would have preferred Biafra to be won, we are asking you to confess in the land of the living and be able to become the beneficiaries of God's grace on this earth. Abandoning where you come from is not only a disgrace, you're not worthy to be a human being to say that you're not able. You're busy gallivanting, trying to curry favor with Yoruba people. You don't know Yorubas. Imagine the Yoruba. Can you swan can okay? But man, the Yoruba, again, you see, Behano, where's going with you? Yoruba people die like scorpion. They will kill you and you will die there and you get nothing. Ask Zeke what happened to him, how they crossed carpets in the Western House from his NCNC to Action Group, dethroning him overnight. Yoruba people are scorpions. They are worse than death itself. They are bad people. Do not associate with them. These are the principal headlines and overviews we are bringing to you today on the 12th day of July in the year of all of them. It is still 12th here because we've just gone a few, precisely 22 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. here in Toronto on the eastern reaches of this widely expansive country called Canada. We are in the home for our brother and our sister. They're taking care of us very well. And we welcome all of you to Radio Biafra. If I may start with you, my brother, at each point in time when you want to address Biafran listeners, you give us your name once again and where you come from, because here we don't have them. Namde Kano Abmonyusiama Farukuibeku. You know why? In Igbo land, in a place today they refer to as Abia. Please go ahead.
Omo Biafra Bemuna Wuchila. This is the voice of Biafra coming to you from this phone number 416-627-4323. Our brother is telling us about the news that is reaching us here that Sani Abacha, who looted, who butchered, who killed, who sucked the blood of the people, that his chief security officer, Hamza El Mustafa, has been set free, telling us that he committed no crime. What irony of deceit. He committed no crime and he was held so long.
For over 14 years.
Can you just imagine that?
The thing was innocent for 14 years.
So a set of people that deceived themselves by answering a name that doesn't belong to them, because of their sheer cowardice, because of their deceit, because of what they are known to be doing. Nobody in the country that doesn't know Chief Obafemi Awolowo. He first initiated the first carpet crossing in Nigerian politics that tore Nigeria apart. You know, he is the murder exploiter who knows how to loot the money of the people. How can such a thing happen in a place he comes from? People can only do what they can do better. You know, our people always say that no matter what you do to a pig must always be a pig. A thief is always a thief.
Yes.
A killer is always a killer.
That's correct.
An exploiter cannot be nothing better than an exploiter.
Yes.
You see? So what they are doing is to tell us that we don't belong to them. Like he was putting this question. Nobody is talking about the victims of Biafra. Nobody is talking about reparation that should go to them.
Even victims of Boko Haram. Mm-hmm.
Even those that are killing today, maiming, disuniting them from their part of their bodies, taking away everything that belonged to them, all they have worked for. They killed themselves in Kano Sanusi, who is the governor of the central bank, took our money to appease them. They are negotiating for amnesty to the people that are killing us, to the people that are destroying us. But those who are victims are getting nothing. Nobody even brings them up in the news. Nobody tells us that this is the way we can go forward. They don't want to repent, but I know that Chineke umu Israel, Chineke umu Igbo, Gishinelu Awuhoku. The consciousness we are bringing to you this day is that we have to come together and say no to this genocide. Let it not be that truly that they have removed the chain from our legs and from our hand, and the chain is still haunting us in our hearts. Let us not follow up in this, the brainwash that they're giving to us. Let us call a spade a spade. Let us come home and reunite. Let us move the flag of Biafra forward. Let us know that nothing on this earth will stop us from reaching our destiny. We are anointed to carry this crusade, and nothing is going to stop us. So, my brothers, my sisters, the word of God tells us that let this be a memorial that we will teach our children, that our children will teach the children's children, that this is where we come from. Because if we don't know our history, we will not know our future. But if we know from the humiliation we are coming out from, we will direct our children aright. It is time again for us to come together in that love, in that unity, and give our people the right direction, that Biafra, the cause of Biafra, is a task that we must follow. Wherever you are and you are hearing this conversation coming on from Radio Biafra, please embrace it. Let the news go to the uttermost part of the earth, that those people that they thought will no longer breathe out have now come forward with media broadcasts. Who believed that Biafra will start talking from white man's country? You can only delay the people, but you cannot deny the destiny of God. You can only tell a blind man that there is no oil in the soup. You cannot tell him that there is no salt, because he has the taste in his mouth. So what we are saying in essence is this: get ready. God is behind you. Our ancestors are behind us. Those that died in this cause are behind us. We are not looking at people that are taking bribe. We are not looking at people that are deviated by the shackle of coins at their faces. We are saying that no force in this world will stop Biafra from answering their name. Ndibo, unarahanora. Onyeji henwata wele akelu. Akarawe ya hoge ya wedata. Aina sunu, bikonu. Onye gwanne ya, onye gwanne ya, onye gwanwanne nwoke, onye gwanwanne nwanyi. Si na oge ekureku eruole, maka ndị Igbo si n'ụka ekureku ọwụ isi ka eji ekwe ya. Onye ọwụla were n'otu obi, Igbo, biko unu egbula onwe unu, unu asabotajila onwe unu, nwanne na nwanne, ka anyị ji n'otu nkuku ṅụọ mmiri,
yes.
Ka anyị ji n'otu efere rie eri, ka anyị makọta aka na-asọghọ gworekọ, n'ihi na ihe a wụ oge. Ọ bụrụ ma anyị ekwughị ihe a taa, onye ga-ekwukwe n'echi? It is good to begin now. It is good to say it loud and clear that we are not relenting. We are not going to chicken out. Biafra and the project Biafra is a task that must be done. Unanwuchile.
Thank you very much. And my dear sister, please, what you're making of the news we are presenting, which is your thoughts, your views, your opinion, anything you have to say to the wonderful people listening this very early in the morning in some parts of the world, but this evening from here in Toronto. Please go ahead.
Dear friend people, you're welcome, and thank once again for listening. My ahambo Ogechukwu Ume Ezuma. I'm speaking, and we are broadcasting from Toronto, Canada. My contribution in this matter is we've heard a lot of things about Abacha and all sort of the people on top doing all sort of things without feeling that everyone is above the law, doing things the way they want it. And now it is our time to tell them that that is enough, because so many things is going wrong over there. You don't have power, you don't have money, you won't get the same quality to those that don't have it. You have it. For those that don't have it, they won't have any assets to be able to do anything. Now, the person that was jailed for how many years and now being released?
Hamza, 14 years, over 14 years.
It will never happen. It's only happened in Nigeria. In other countries, they have to bring everybody to justice. But in Nigeria, they have, and anyone is above the law. So my brothers and sisters, I think we all brothers have said it enough. We just have to try our best, which we are doing right now, to send a message across for those that can't even maybe listen or receive the headline that is coming up now, for them to tune in and call in and put their contribution, because we have to plan to make this Biafra a better place for us as we are about to achieve it. This is the only thing I have to put in right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. It is a delight to hear from you. And please, brother, please go ahead. We are listening.
Fellow Biafrans, welcome to Radio Biafra from Toronto, Canada. We've had all the director read and what is going on in Nigeria. How Mustafa, wherever his name is, would have killed Abiola's wife, stayed in jail for 14 years and was released recently. I would have preferred if they meted the Sharia law on him. Is he not a Muslim? And they're practicing Sharia. He would have been dead 14 years ago, like the people he killed.
Exactly.
And they're telling me you're practicing Sharia. Sharia is for poor people and maybe defenseless Igbos in the north.
Yes.
Practice Sharia to the poor and to the rich. If you want to practice Sharia, is it the type of Sharia you're bringing to the Muslim, to Nigeria? Please keep it in the north, because you never get it in the east. If you think you're getting it to the east, you'll have something else waiting for you. We are Christians. You can practice it in Yoruba, because Yoruba is 50-50. There are Muslims that do it there. Please keep your hands out your Sharia stupid law of eastern part of Nigeria. If you try it, before we had the Ogbunigwe, now we go manufacturing flying Ogbunigwe. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We must let them know that anything they like to do or they want to do in their country, it's entirely their business. We are not against Nigeria. Now, Yorubas and Hausa people can get in bed. After all, they are all Muslims together. Yoruba people are Muslims. They were conquered by the Islamic forces that possibly converted them into Islam. That is not the case with our people. We are holy children of God, with the exception of the introduction of the New Testament. We are the direct descendants of the house of God himself.
Yes.
So we have never been conquered in our history. We have never conquered anybody either. We believe in live and let live. We have natural justice as a component, as a fabric of our existence as a people. We know who we are and we know where we're going. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra Community from Toronto in Canada. The number to call us on is +1 416 627 4323. Please tell your friends. If you are on Facebook, tell your friends. Whichever platform that you're on, please tell your friends. Of course, we do apologize for having come to you slightly later than usual. Please, 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 whatever you're doing, wherever you are, remind your friends and family that Radio Biafra is on. Let them know that Radio Biafra is on, and for them to try and tune in. You can also call us via Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, and you shall be one with us. If you call us, and the whole world will hear your views and your opinion. It's an open platform. We don't censor anybody. Anybody can come on to Radio Biafra and say whatever they want to say, but please be prepared to answer some questions. If you ask us questions, we shall answer. If we ask you, please endeavor to answer as well. This is Radio. There are no two of them. Only one Radio Biafra do you have on the face of this planet, representing the interests of our people, projecting the voice of Biafrans to the end of the earth. We are asking, as our sister asked, what are we going to do collectively to ensure that the Biafran project is unrelenting, to ensure that we move forward without looking back towards the restoration of Biafra in Truth and Honesty, where we come from. We want to, this is the Canadian edition of it. We look at life in Canada, the life of our people in Canada, how they're getting, how we can get them to become enthused in the pursuit of Biafra. We are not Pentecostal churches. We are not looking for people to join us so we can swell our ranks and our numbers. We are not looking for people to join us so they can start sowing seed every weekend so that you can take it to Yoruba people. No, we are asking our people to absorb the message so that the redemption of our people may be able to come. If I can start with my dear sister, when you hold maybe functions or dinner parties, you come or you invite your friends and you meet up. You can start with what is life like here for our people, especially young women, especially people raising family. Is Canada a very good, I mean, why are people so relaxed in Canada anyway? Because they seem to be more in tune with reality than some people in the United States. Please, if you may.
Actually, in Canada here, they have they're working like normal anyway. There's a lot of the mothers working morning, night, and they're always busy. But when it comes to parties, the people will come out. Everyone wants to have fun. But the thing there is, when you come out, it's kind of a group thing. It's not united. It's each and everyone has his or her own group.
Near a table where you sit and eat jollof rice
even,
and drumstick.
Even where you're supposed to be united, like something like in a meeting, like this picnic that they're going to do now.
Yes.
A lot of people is going to come out, they're going to show up. But when you come to that picnic, you will see a different groups. Something that is meant to be together. You see, there is another thing inside that meeting that is separate from what we are there for.
Yes.
So, in Canada, I think we all need to be united. We all need to come together as one because of this Radio Biafra. That's the most important thing. It's not for one group. It's for all of us. We all have to come out and embrace the message because the message is not for only one person. Neither is it for only one group. It's for us, we Biafrans and we Igbos. All the grudges and the greedy and whatever that we always hold back on our minds should be stopped. So that whenever someone calls you on an occasion about the Radio Biafra issue, you will warmly wake up and say, this is our fight, we have to fight it together. It's not meant to be to only one group or only one person. So I think with you being here, I think is a very good thing and is a sign of brightness in this community in Toronto here, because there are a lot of them, and I know all of them are listening. And I want everybody that is listening, think about when you have a group of person.
That's correct.
I just want everyone that is listening right now, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the fraction or the argument is in between each other, just think about one thing. Be freedom, Biafra.
Yes.
We have to come together and make sure that it comes to actualization.
Yes.
That's what I have to say about that.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. I think it's better that I try and listen to what you're saying. I don't know why we feel so comfortable when we come to another person's land. Some of us in England, some of us in all over Europe. Let me just say England, Germany, and all the rest of it. Even in Asia. Some of us in the US and every other place. Why do we find it so comfortable to come to somebody? Is there anything driving us away from our land? There must be something driving us away from where we come from. And what is that thing? Because I don't know what it is. What is driving us away from where we come from? Something must be pursuing us that makes it easier for us to find rest, to find refuge in strange places and not in our land. Why is that the case?
It's just the bad government in Nigeria.
Is it the bad government?
we are about one Nigeria, that they're not doing one Nigeria as they said. Mm-hmm. It's not one Nigeria when the Igbos are not being included in what is going on. If you look at in Nigeria, most of all the high officers or the politicians, the Igbo people, there are not many Igbo people in it.
Second fiddle.
You know? So if you one of the maybe the low masses and you were able to have something and you think maybe when you go outside your country, you'll be able to settle down and live your life and nobody will be bothering you, that makes them to leave to find a new opportunity. But when we get this Biafra and change everything from bad to good, which we are going to do because this Biafra is for the truth. It is open. So everyone will come back and now see the difference from Nigeria and the Biafra.
Yes.
That's my opinion.
I agree with you. Thank you very, very much for that. Now, this is Radio Biafra. If you're calling us, please, you know the number to call. The number, incidentally, is not on the top of your screen. You can also join us via Skype. The number to call for those of you joining us for the very first time is +1 416, that is the Canadian number, 416-627-4323. I repeat, +1 416-627-4326. This is Radio Biafra. Let's attempt to take this call, please.
Leave me a brief message.
They are not there. They called us and then we are not going to leave you any brief message. If you want to call us back, you can call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, the number to call is +1 416-627-4323. We are asking, how can we even enthuse the Canadians more? They have mesmerized me with their hospitality and their welcome of Radio Biafra into Toronto. The spirit here, I like it very much. Of course, there are bound to be difficulties and quarrels within each and every family, but ultimately what matters is that we are pulling in one direction and doing the right thing. After all, the Democrats are against the Republicans in the United States. Even before Obama emerged as the president, he was embroiled in a very bitter political dispute with Hillary Clinton. They said a manner of things to each other, but it is in the interest of building the country, in the interest of building the party. We should not interpret every little. We shouldn't interpret every little misunderstanding or attribute it to Hanes Uku. They are fighting. They cannot unite. We cannot go to a husband and wife who are quarreling over one thing or the other, which is normal, and say, oh, no, look at them. They are quarreling. People quarrel. It is human nature. No matter Hanes Uku, we must be matured enough. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good morning, my people.
Good morning.
Here in Malaysia, it's already morning. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes,
very well.
Yes, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Can you turn your fan off? We can see your fan is interfering with the signal. We can hear it. Your fan is on. The ceiling fan, I can see it. Turn the ceiling fan off. The ceiling fan is on.
Okay. I'm moving up. Let me come up.
You turn the ceiling fan off or you move from where you are. Move from. Malaysians are wonderful people. Ike Chikwe Nyagu is doing a fantastic job coordinating Malaysia for us. We have come to rely on the Malaysians. In them, we have so much trust and so much hope. And we want Malaysia to continue to do what they are doing because they have to be behind us. If you're joining us, yes, please go ahead. We are now listening. It's better now. Go ahead.
And we congratulate you people for the job you are doing. It's not an easy thing. We are very happy.
Thank you very much.
I want to comment on the issue of Islam and Biafra.
Yes.
If you look very well, you see that Islam is creeping into Biafra through this side of Olo and the Uguta side.
Yes.
And in time to come, I think it will be, they will be opposing each other, Biafra and Islam. So how are we going to handle such situation? People of Uguta side, Olo, they are embracing Islam strongly and rapidly. and they will try, even I heard that a local Christian, I mean, a leader there is also an Islam.
Yes.
So, how are we going to handle such situation?
I don't know if anybody has an answer. Come happen, there's like a hazard. Please, my brother, go ahead.
Thank you very much, my brother. This is a very interesting question, because the moment you are answering a name that doesn't belong to you, you are not going to move progressively. I want to tell you that the Igbos or the Hebrews in Nigerian concept are God's own people. We worship the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of the Igbos. He is not Allah. He is not Muhammad. So, if one or two people in our midst decides to be the fugitives amongst us, they will fizzle out. One of the objectives of Radio Biafra, one of the reasons why this is grounded, why this is spreading like a wildfire from United Kingdom to America to Canada and every other part. Why
to Israel, to Australia.
To Australia. Everywhere. Why you are hearing us from where we are broadcasting now is those traitors in our midst, those people that are cross-carpeting because of money, they are not doing it that they have seen a God to worship. They are not doing it that they are following towards righteousness. They are not doing it because they are following the gospel of truth. They are going it doing this thing because of their greed for money. But I want to tell you that when the kingdom we have received in our heart is established amongst us, they will know where they belong to. They will either relocate in the northern part or in the Yoruba part, and then those who are Biafra. I mean, what I am saying now does not exclude what you call the Kalos that are aspiring to be president in Nigerian setup. It has nothing to do with the Okorochas, whatever they call themselves. It has nothing to do with every other traitor. The moment you don't belong to the Biafra, where you rightfully belong to, you are not a Biafran. And we are not going to tell you what we are going to do now, because when the heat is up, those that are not strong will find their level.
Yes, that is true. This debate has been raging for a very long time. Some people are of the view that we shouldn't allow any shape, form of Islam on our territory. But we must remind them also that even in Jerusalem, even in the Holy Land itself, there are Muslims there in Israel. Because of God placed them there to remind us of our sinful ways, that if we misbehave, He will hand us over to their hands. We must look towards Biafra as a home where our people will know that the threat of God's vengeance is ever present and ever permanent. The question he was asking is a very interesting one, is how are we going to stop what is happening in Ebonyi State from spreading? Islam is taking a foothold. If you declare yourself as a Muslim, you will have free education in Ebonyi. If you declare yourself as a Muslim, they will give you scholarship. And in Ebonyi, I don't know, somebody said that they went home. I don't know if it is one of us here that said they went home. And in the morning, in Afibo, what was waking them up is the sound of Alakoba call to prayer in our own land. God can never be happy with us. Never, ever, ever. What are we doing? How are we going to reverse the trend of what is happening where we come from? How are we going to stop the spread of Islam like wildfire? We are all for religious tolerance. We are not asking anybody not to worship, or we are not dictating to people how to worship. We are not dictatorial in our approach and in our mannerisms as a people. Oh, nyola na chinke. But how do we stop the nonsense happening there from going on? Because the opposition we are going to get in towards our march into Biafra is going to come from that sector. So how do we stop it? How do we manage it? How do we ensure that in the process of Islamizing our people, that we are not compromising the process. Please, your name, please, before you answer again, and then you proceed. Go ahead.
My name again is Pius Ike Dike from Ishekenesi, Nidato, South.
Ishekenesi. I like that name a lot.
From Imo State.
Yes.
The question is, according to the director, is how are we going to halt the encroachment or the spread of Islam?
Yes.
From Africa to the rest of the Biafra land.
Ogota Olo. Uh-huh. Are they there as well? That's what they're talking. That's what he's saying, that is taking dominance in Ogota and Olo.
My goodness, man.
So part of the way I say it is every meaningful Igbo son. Now restricted to Igbo son for now. I know daughters have to be concerned too, but let me restrict it to Igbo sons. Have to. This is where we have to do some kind of reflection. As a people, as a man, you ask yourself, where has your honor gone to? Where is the honor? Where is your, you know, where is your stand? How can you allow Islam from the north? I'm not against Islam, but I will tell everybody here and everybody listening that the type of Islam that is practiced in northern Nigeria is a fanatical form of Islam. The type of Islam that is practiced in Nigeria, in the north, is a type that allows people to kill, you know, Muslims to attack Christians. Where you allow beheadings of innocent people, killing of children, beheadings for no reason. Somebody says something in Denmark or somewhere in Europe, and a Christian in the north bears the brunt. This is the most fanatical form of Islam that is being practiced in Nigeria. Even the type that is not even practiced in Saudi Arabia, if I can debate that, I can argue that. The type of Islam that is practiced in the north, where children are beheaded, they are thrown into wells, is not done in Saudi Arabia, as I speak. So the question now we should ask ourselves as Igbos, is this the type of Islam that we want to spread into our land? Is this the form of Islam that we want to take for our people to imbibe? Yes. This is the question we should ask ourselves.
Exactly. And before we answer, thank you, my brother, for calling. Thank you very much. Our dear brother from Malaysia, thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. We love Islam wanting to they believe that they come to conquer. I mean, it dominates. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's wait and see what will happen.
Are we going to wait and see, or are we going to be proactive and to try to do something to stop them?
They have to do something about it. In a way that, in a diplomatic manner, so that, you know, if you do anything to one of them, it becomes a global issue.
Yes.
That's one problem with them. They believe that they came to dominate.
Yes, and the God has given the whole world as their inheritance. That God has given that Islam is the last great religion, and everybody must convert. It's either you convert or they convert you by force.
If I can comment.
Yes, you may. Yes.
The reason why these people are the answer to violent form of Islam is to confront it, just like Israel. If the Jews in Israel, the present day Israel, were not confronting this violent form of Islam, they would have been wiped off of the face of the earth. And this is why Igbos are getting killed in the north over and over again, because you can't play victim. You can't keep playing victim when you are being killed. You have to confront your enemy. Those Igbos that keep shouting one Nigeria, especially those living in the north, that keep, when you talk to them about Biafra, they tell you, oh, we don't want to hear about it. Ask them sometimes, what are you doing to safeguard your lives and the lives of your children since you want to stay in Nigeria? You want to stay in Nigeria on the terms of what? Of what? The northern Islamist? You'll be wiped off.
Yes.
We can...
excuse me. You know, the funny thing
is... Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Go ahead.
The funny thing is that not that they are even absorbing you as fellow Muslims. this, in as much as you are not from that their geographical location, you are still being looked upon as an infidel.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
No, that is how it works.
The Yoruba Muslims are not seen as real Muslim, mind you. The Yorubas, the outsiders do not, I dare anybody to call and dispute this. The northern Muslims, the outsiders do not see the Yorubas as real Muslims.
Then how are they going to see the evil man that has been the threat of their life as fellow Muslims? So this is the issue. That is what Nnamdi is telling us from the beginning in the first phase of the broadcast. He's saying that we need dialogue. We need to put our case on the table. We need to expand. We can't fold our hands and say they can't do anything. They will fizzle out. We have to confront it. We have to tell them that the name they are calling us does not belong to us, and we are not going to answer that name. We know the name God has called us, and we know whom we are. We are a people, a nation. All the names of an Igbo man starts with Chukwu. Chinenye, Chikere, Ikechukwu, Chukwudi. This tells you where we are spiritual beings. We are ordained. And this is the light they have seen, and they want to extinguish it. But we are coming with a force that will tell them that we aren't going to fold our hand and see them wipe us out. They made that attempt at the end of the war. They wanted to kill every Igbo man from the age of 2. They want to tell us, if you look at it, that was what they did during the time of Jesus. When he was born, Pharaoh was given that order that every child from the age of 2 should be killed. What again tells you that you are a Jewish man?
Yes.
It is repeating itself, because they have seen that these are... Listen, when I was a child, I know when my people celebrated the Feast of Passover. I am being honest about
it. Yes.
In my country, Mbise, I saw with my eyes our forefathers, you know, like during the time of harvest, when they used palm front to put at the gate of the churches.
Yes. Okay? Yeah.
They used this palm front at the gate of every entrance, because normally the Igbos live in colony.
Yes, we live in
So there is a common entrance, Onu Ama.
Onu Ama
Obi.
The men will be there.
The men will be compound. At the compound, you see
them. It's like a square or a rectangle. Yeah, or circle, yes.
You understand? So our forefather, my grandfather, the person who gave birth to my father.
Was he a priest?
No, he was not a priest. Mm. So all they do that time, there are goats that are known to be going about, they are being sacrificed to idols or whatever, rivers, or they will get this goat, the ones that have ripe edge without sprinkle, they will kill them, and they will make this palm front to make a circle at the entrance of every gate. They will slaughter this and put the blood, and they will come and do some libation that any evil that will come into this place should go outside and kill the enemy. Should not enter and get hold of his sons, his daughters, or their maids, or whatever.
Yes.
You know, that is exactly the Passover, where the angels of death will pass over the children of the anointed, the children of the Israelites. So what I am saying is, these people, they know truly that we are children of God. They know truly that we carry a different light. They know truly that we are very entrepreneurs. That is, the hatred against the Jewish is still the same hatred that the world has against us.
Yes.
And that is why God is putting on this light to come to our rescue. All we need to do is, those that are faithful should embrace it. We don't look at those that will distract us, because they are not going to stop us. We are going, we are marching forward, and we will reach our destination.
But does the people in Canada understand the need or appreciate the gravity of what we are doing? You've been attending meetings all this while. You go to all these functions. Do the people that you come across, is there any sense of urgency? Do they realize what needs to be done or what we are doing? Are they aware of the need to ensure that we bring about Biafra as quickly as possible? How am I hearing them, the people in Canada?
Yeah, I can say, the moment it is announced now that there is something to be done about Biafra, even those that are not attending meetings will drop out. It's like it rings bell, but we have this problem of leadership. We have this problem of those that are leading don't have integrity.
Yes.
You know, yes. When you cannot be judicious with money, when you when people are only focused on what will go into their pocket, when people are only looking at the connection they want to make with the powers that be in that name they call Nigeria, when people are looking for political appointments and they come here to camouflage themselves under Biafra, you know, to achieve their selfish ends, it does not work. But until we decide to filter, until we decide to scrutinize those who accept in their heart, in truth, that they are Biafrans.
Yes.
Like, as I am saying, somebody was asking me on phone, what of if they send security agents now to come and arrest us where we are broadcasting?
Oh my goodness.
I say, that is what will tell you that I am ready to die for Biafra. And the moment any person among us dies, you will see how the news will spread. And thank God we are in a democratic country.
Let's try and take this call. We'll come back to you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, I think maybe we're trying to test to see if our lines are solid. Yes, please go ahead. Yes, what you're saying.
So that is why I'm saying we are not going to relent. I would want them to come, because now I am here. I am wearing the Biafran t-shirt. So there is no way I can hide myself that I'm not a Biafran when I have the identity written on my face. And the more they come to arrest us, the more the community of nations will hear that this is what is happening. We are not doing any illegal operation. I want to tell you that Russians survived. I want to tell you Yugoslavians survived. Because you don't give a person a name that doesn't belong to him. Yeah. We are fed up with this unceremonious, stupid marriage. Yes. We have never answered in Nigeria, and we can never be Nigeria.
Yes. We can never be. And then when people say, I don't want to do Biafra, because if I do Biafra, who knows, I could be arrested. But you're under arrest and death sentence already.
Already.
You are living in another person's land, which is not your land.
Bondage.
You are in bondage and you're a slave. Some of the things that you're seeing that is making you think that you're better off than other people are the trappings of the
enemy,
of the surroundings of the enemy, not only the enemy of a born fool. God made you and gave you a piece of land, called you Igbo people, called you Biafrans, gave you a space, gave you coal, gave you light, gave you water, gave you crude oil, gave you limestone, gave you all manner of rock formations on that piece of territory, blessed it abundantly, and you left it to go into another country and be wasting your time contributing to the development of other areas, contributing to the growth of other countries. The only thing that you're going to do for your people is the rice you will generate when they bring back your dead body from abroad. That is all. The jollof rice people will eat at home is the only contribution, meaningful contribution you will make. Some will say, oh, but I built borehole. The person that asked them is that, where you are, you're drinking borehole water. You're drinking what is called pipe-borne water, free of impurities, free of any disease, free of any life-threatening organisms in it. Then you come back to the village and you sink borehole for fools, for idiots, for cattle that just go and put their mouth and drink every manner of nonsense, forgetting that the circuitry we build back home has contaminated the entire water table. We live in countries where there are sewage works, where there are treatment works for water. You treat the water even before you return it to nature from whence it came. In our own place, every Dick, Tom and Harry, you go to the backyard, you dig 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 feet hole, you wall it, and that is where all the what is called raw sewage goes into. After a few years, the nearest water table is contaminated with the incurable strain of typhoid. And now people drink the water and they die. If they ask you, you say, oh, I have sunk borehole where I come from. And you want us to take you seriously. That is a very serious joke. We want to go back and build our country. We want to go back and build Biafra. We want to go back and make it the kingdom of heaven on this earth. And it's only us that are going to do it. What we want to know is, how are we going to enthuse, to awaken the consciousness of the people here in Canada? What is it about Biafra that touched all of you around this table today that cannot and will not touch the other people? That's what I want to know. Go ahead.
The thing is, some of us are just too scared. That's why I keep saying that our people have been infested with this Stockholm syndrome, where you start to see your oppressor as your only hope to survival. Unfortunately, most of us are scared of the word Biafra, to the point that they now see Nigeria. They now embrace Nigeria, even when Nigeria is punishing them, killing their own people. This is the mindset I believe we have to get at, the mindset we need to target and try to reorientate, that you don't have to be scared of the word Biafra. The word, as a matter of fact, you should even try to distance yourself from the word Nigeria, because the word Nigeria is a very, very vile word, as far as I'm concerned. It's a word that I try to stay away from.
What is the meaning of the word Nigeria anyway? I'm dying to know. Does anyone know the meaning of
Nigeria? They said nigger area. It's an abusive word to blacks.
Is it the meaning or what they think it meant?
That was what it was. Nigger area.
Nigeria.
Nigger area. That was what Nigeria is. That was the word. That was the name that was given by Lord Lugard. That was the name that was given to Nigeria by Lugard's girlfriend or concubine. That area, the full meaning of Nigeria was nigger area. It's an abuse. It's a derogatory word used by white people to denote black people.
Because if you go to Israel, that is what it's called. They ask anybody in Israel, what is your name? How do the locals know you? They say it's Nigeria.
That's what it is.
Nigeria, that is the name of it. Let us take this call and see what they make of it. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, you're doing a good job. This is Tony Ugochukwu from Akokwa.
Yes, go ahead.
I checked my thought, that way you don't get angry with me. I'm still angry with you, though. I was listening to you guys, you know, about the issue of Islam in our area. I agree with the guy that was talking about this. You see, the Islam they practice in Nigeria is completely the opposite of Islam they practice anywhere in the Middle East. Sometimes you get calls from Qatar, Kuwait, and other places. It would be interesting. When you know you get that call, try to take some time and talk to those people. They will tell you, if you go, because I know some Kuwaitis. I have some business deal with Kuwaitis and Qataris and people from Oman, even Saudi Arabia. I have some business associates from Saudi Arabia. Talk to these people. They will tell you that if you go to any of these countries, their cities are just like any city in America. They have a pipe bomb, they have internet connectivity 24 hours a day, they have electricity 24 hours a day. You will never see the kind of nonsense you see in northern Nigeria in any part of Middle Eastern country. You see? So those people in Nigeria, they're not Muslims. I don't know what they are. Whatever they're practicing is not, we don't know. Nobody that is sane. Anybody that is saying shouldn't adopt that kind of religion, they practice. My religion is not Islam. You see, in fact, you remember, somebody talked about it. Remember when they had that, somebody drew the picture of Prophet Muhammad? That particular time I was in Kuwait. Do you know they had protests in Kuwait? They had a lot of big protests in Kuwait, big protests in Saudi Arabia, and big protests all over the Middle East. No single person died. But did you know that those idiots in northern Nigeria, they killed about 500 people in Nigeria? So what kind of Islam are they practicing? I don't know. You see, so but I don't even worry about that. When we get Biafra, you know, it will take us just 1 minute. We raise all that mosque down to the ground and we're ready to fight them. But anyway, I don't want to take all your time. I will get off the phone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome all manner of callers. We welcome all manner of views and opinions. Biafra, the new Biafra we are building, is a Biafra of equality, is a Biafra of mutual tolerance and respect, is a Biafra of live and let live. That has always been the ways of our ancestors, handed down to us generation after generation. Although the last two generations have corrupted this very edict, they have corrupted this way of life. Maybe the loss of the war or their individual cowardice and treachery was what caused it. We do not know, but we shall find out. And when we do, we'll correct our ways. This is Radio Biafra. Please give the world your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Chidera, and I'm calling from Tennessee. Yes. First of all, I want to thank God for granting me Johnny Mercy's back to Tennessee, and also the director. We had a wonderful stay. He's a very good boss. Yes. And also to chip in a few words concerning our states being Islamized. It's terrible that, because initially I was thinking that it was just an Ebony state, but with what I've listened to so far, I'm hearing that they are coming into Oguta, right?
Yes, that's what we're hearing. And
yeah, that scares me a lot. It's very, very terrifying to me, and I it's something that I would have to appeal to everyone, especially those back home, to fight this. Because most of us here abroad, we have to fly back to do something. But the people there should not allow this to happen. We are God's people and a chosen generation blessed by Him. So we shouldn't allow our states to be Islamized. And the meaning of Nigeria, I think, is Niger area.
Niger, the area around Niger. Okay, then I agree.
Yes, who is Florence Nightingale?
Florence Nightingale was a nurse that worked for the British in the Crimean War. She set up field hospital. She started nursing the way we know it today. Florence Nightingale, who took some sisters or some British ladies to the Crimea. You know, they love conquering other people's territory. They went there to go and fight a war of attrition, trying to conquer the Kazakh people. They fought for very many years. There were diseases. Gangrene, the word gangrene, that was where it first manifested itself. I stand to be corrected by nurses. Yeah. But Nightingale was a nurse, a kind of a half humanitarian nurse, half warfield nurse. She went there to bring in bandaging and all the rest of it to stop gangrene during the siege of Crimea. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, when I was younger, I think my mom told me, someone, I think it was her or someone else, but if it's not her, it should be Lord Lugard's concubine, like the other caller said. But
of course, it's true. It's not something in dispute. The person that called us the Niger area, what I was driving at is who named that river Niger? Because the white people cannot come to Africa. They didn't name Imo River or Anambra. They can't come and tell us what to call our own river. I can't go to them and say River Thames is now River Ocheta. It's not possible. Somebody was living there before they came. What was the original name? And let us not forget that River Niger does not belong to anybody. It flows from, I think it's Upper Volta or whatever it used to be called, from the hills there, and then turned around and emptied itself in the delta region of Biafra. So it is not a single river that belongs to anybody at all. It's like the Blue Nile and the White Nile originates somewhere in the jungles of Central Africa, goes all the way down to Egypt, and the Egyptians, because of the influence it had on their lives and their surroundings, and because it is where it is widest, because when a river starts from the source, it's very tiny, trickling down from different lakes, different sources, different rocks, and then as it goes down, as it travels down the gradient, heading to the sea, it expands as it approaches the sea. In some places, it will form what is called an oxbow lake. In other areas, it will turn into floodplains, or before it empties into the sea. Before it goes into the sea, all the silt accumulated along the way is then deposited before the fresh water goes into the sea. Because believe it or not, that's how nature works. Nature will not allow debris to go into the sea. It will always deposit it. Only water is allowed to go into the sea. But people don't know this. That is the law of nature, and that is how you get the delta area built.
Okay.
So what we're saying in effect is that if you come from where the river runs into the sea, it is called the delta region. River Nile has a delta, Mississippi has a delta. Any river you have here in this huge country called Canada has a delta area. Delta simply means where a river empties itself into the sea, and it's a Greek word. It is not.
And it means change.
And it means change as well, of course, because the river is changing from fresh water into salt water.
Salt water. Yeah, well, thank you for your geography. You know, your words are very didactic. Then also concerning the issue of arrest, there have been a couple of people who have also complained to me that they're scared of even to comment on Facebook that about Radio Biafra. They think they're going to get arrested, and I'm telling them now that it is not true. Me and director, we traveled to so many places from Atlanta to Chicago. Nobody arrested us because what we are doing is just and right. Nobody is going to arrest you for professing Biafra. If you're ashamed of Biafra now, I wonder what you would do when the time comes for you to come out and proclaim that you're Biafra and take what rightfully belongs to you. Remember the scripture that says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and only the violent takes it by force. If you're not bold enough to proclaim that Biafra is what you are and your country, then I wonder what kind of a person that you are. So I'm just encouraging those people to come out, and even if, because most of them don't even want to do it, the least they can do is to say that they're Biafrans. They should stop being scared that no one is going to arrest them.
Yes, thank you. I don't know if anyone wants to come in. Yes.
The message I would like to send to these scared people, how can somebody be scared online? You have people like Dr. Ike Dife.
Yes,
Dr. Ike Dife. You have people like Justice
Ezeazuogo, yes.
You have people like Achuzie.
Achuzie, yes.
Achuzie.
Yes.
These are people that lives in, they reside in Nigeria.
Yes.
They go to court. You have somebody, a barrister, that goes all the way from London to Nigeria to represent Biafra.
Yes, they've not arrested him.
They've not arrested him.
It's you that will comment.
It's you that, it's you. This is why, this is why I hate going to church. They brainwash these Pentecostal churches.
But I heard the money.
They brainwash our people. They become so soft. People have become so soft. That
but is Yoruba? Yoruba will make you become as cowardly as they are. They use the Bible to preach cowardice into you.
People have become you. I say the longer we stay in Nigeria, the more we become Yorubas. Even if care is nothing, we become worse. I don't see how somebody can be scared of the word Biafra.
To the extent that you're afraid to make
director,
a comment.
The director here even broadcasted from Nigeria.
From Lagos. And I told him I was coming. And I broadcasted from Lagos. Gave them the number to call where we were broadcasting from, and they couldn't do anything. Why are we so?
Honestly, I don't know where these people are coming from. You have people even being proud to Boko Haram members.
That's the thing.
They put themselves on YouTube. You have Boko Haram members putting out videos
to say they're proud.
They are proud of to be members of Boko Haram.
I think they even have a group.
You've not killed anybody. You've not committed any crime. You are scared.
It's terrible.
So,
yes, my dear sister, what do you want to say?
I was just contributing on what he was saying about the scaring thing and all that stuff. Because that's the thing, if we are going to be able to break that fear into them, then they will all come out. Yes. Because the majority of them that wants to come out because of that fear, they're lacking behind.
That is the fear.
Fear should stop, because mentioning those names now and mentioning where you've been and where you are right now, there's no one, nobody have arrested you. So that's an example of you saying, okay, this is my contribution on online. How are they going to come and
arrest you? It's madness. It's madness.
It doesn't make any sense.
This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and your calling from, please. We have lost them. That is the first call we are losing today on Skype. Once again, thank you very much. People say, they're not united. The iPad that we are using here today to take these calls is from our dear brother Clifford Iranya. We have another one. Who brought us this iPad? Why?
Yes, you will tell us why you bought Radio Biafran. So we have two. And yet people are saying we are not united, we don't love each other. We went on air to complain about the systems we are using, and that we want to be able to use multiple instruments to be able to take calls simultaneously. And luckily for us, we are here, and we asked for one, and now we have two. So if we ask for Biafra, we'll get double blessing as well.
Amen.
If we ask for transmitter, we'll get satellite TV as well in the process.
Yes.
It's double. He's going to answer for himself and tell us why he bought us another iPad as well. He's a great man. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
My name is Ekene Obunneano. I'm calling from Malaysia. I want to comment on the issue of the Islam.
Ekene, stay where you are. Don't go away. Stay on that line where you are. Let's take this one. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name or where you're calling from, please. Hello? They have people want to see if they can test, not to be fearful or cowardly. You see, it's very good. They are testing the line to see, and as they're doing it, they're praying and saying to God, give me strength to be able to speak, which is a very good thing. We want them to come out. Please, can I go ahead? Go ahead. The world is listening.
What I want to comment on about Islam is that I was born in the north. I grew up in the north. I started my secondary school in Port Harcourt.
Yes.
So I live almost 20 years in the north before we leave the north.
Yes.
This Islam issue, we need some of us that grew up in the north to speak the truth, because some of our Igbo people are very coward. Islam, before Islam come to Nigeria, Islam was established in Maiduguri. Before Usman Damfido conquered Sokoto and the rest part of the Nigeria. He could not be able to conquer Maiduguri, because I graduated in Maiduguri. I lived in Maiduguri in the year 2010, last 3 years. So Islam is a religion of death itself. Islam is a religion of death. There is no any place you go in the north, there is no problem between Islam and Christian. And the northern people, the northern Nigeria is too divided. But many people did not know. I've traveled about the whole north. There is no state in the north I have not been. Islam, their agenda is only one thing: to conquer and to rule. I remember how they started Boko Haram. Boko Haram was started by the top government officials in the north.
Yes.
And remember, Boko Haram, the name was just changed. The name was Mapasina.
That's correct.
In Islam, everybody must be obedient to this agenda. Even if you are a politician, if you are a scientist, whatever you are, you must be obedient to this agenda. That's why the agenda do go front and it expands so easily, because they are collaborating in one agenda, and their agenda is to conquer and to rule. One of our problems is that we used to beg instead of us to confront. Like me, throughout my life in northern Nigeria, I oppose Islam, I oppose all the Igbo men and Igbo people who could not be able to believe in Biafra. Till my life today, I don't believe in Nigeria, because Nigeria, if you go to the history, we are not together, we are no one. But most people, because of money or because of lack of knowledge or because of they are undereducated, they will see Nigeria as a place where people are living. Nigeria is just a place to die. And I want to tell our people, Islam that came to Eastern Nigeria is not a genuine Islam. It's just one of the, I know many Igbo people that say that they have converted to Islam when they are in the north. Once they come to Eastern Nigeria, they all start going to church, because the Islam is just like occultism. It's just like occultism. Once you are initiated, if you have opportunity, you can go out of it.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the Trinity, you stay in it.
Yeah, but what is the difference between Islam and Yoruba churches, Pentecostal churches? What is the
Yoruba
difference?
Yoruba churches is worse than Islam. It have made our people to leave their root. It have made our people to leave their tradition. It have made our people to leave speaking the truth. It have made our people to be blind. Some of our people will not be able to help their brothers and sisters, but they can contribute to the church. They can do anything to the church, but their brother, their father, and their parents are dying at home. They can't do nothing. They are there just to... These people have, you will call it, what did Bob Marley even say? Bob Marley say, I forget one of his quote. It's mental slavery. They have made our people to become mental slavery. It's a mental slavery. People could not be able to know the real factor of life. What the purpose of life. You believe in theory. This is theory. The Christianity they practice is in theory. It's not in practical. It cannot manifest.
Yes.
Because Yoruba people itself, they don't go to church. They don't believe in God.
Yoruba
people, no matter how great that pastor is, he don't believe in God.
He goes with his tortoise in his
yes,
pocket.
Most of them,
they go to Dibia, they come out and they're telling you about Pentecostal. Okay, nonsense.
Let me tell you one thing now. Do you know that Christ Embassy Church, Redeem Church, all of them, they hardly put Igbo man as a secretary. As a secretary.
Or even as
Igbo man can never be a secretary.
In any of the happening church.
All of them terrible. Will be Yoruba. All of them will be Yoruba. So that they will, so that their plan is to gather the wealth of these fools. They call us fools.
Of course, that's what.
How many Yoruba man is going to church? A Yoruba man will not go to church. He will stay at home, but he will not be calling himself Christian. At the end of the day, we Igbos, we gather all our offering, our tithe, and take it to them. They will take it. Okay, you let them build university in Igbo land. All those universities they are building in Lagos, Redeemed University, many of them, they will go and build all in Ibadan and in Lagos. Let them build one in Igbo land. People should use their mind. We're in the modern world. People will use you. They are using our people. That's what is paining me much. They are using our people. Even our so-called educated man, you see somebody that was a graduate, instead of him to make a meaningful contribution, he will be telling you story in theory. There is no practical, and there is nothing that is killing us that like theory. We know theory more than practical. My God, we don't have Muslim in the East. I have traveled to the whole Eastern Nigeria. There is no state in the Eastern Nigeria I have not been. Even that Afibo, I live Afibo in the 2010 before I came to Malaysia here. There is no state in. All of those, they are just fake. They are fake. We should not even talk about them. They are fake. There is no any Islam man that will rise and make noise in Afibo. Let me tell you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're very happy. Thank you. That's from Malaysia. They are very strong people in Malaysia.
Yeah, thank all of you. You can see how people in the heart of Muslims are talking about the evil they know about this religion.
Yes, yes.
Malaysia is dominated by Muslims everywhere, every country, you know. And do you stop them from drinking beer? No, they don't want to sell beer in an open place.
But they use the
kettle
beer.
They use to clean themselves, they fill it with beer.
In
you understand? And they benefit from the VAT we are paying on beer. Because they take much of the allocation in Nigerian money.
When you say VAT, our people, that is why, you see why we have problem with English language with our people. Of course, I know what you're saying. When you say, oh, they take VAT from beer, people and
don't understand what
the VAT is. What we mean, each time you buy your gold at Wetin Kwobi before you watch Patience in Zoku in a home movie and not listen to news, not follow what is happening, you go and rent a home movie, you go and get on Kwobi and you go and get them good and you're drinking. There is that out of that 250 naira for a bottle of gold. Almost 30 naira is going to Ndiawosa. It is going to
them.
It is called VAT, value added tax. That's what we want to let them understand.
Yeah.
You are developing how, if I drinking beer and Fanta and Coke, you are developing Hausa people. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. We are broadcasting from Toronto in Canada. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Victor.
Victor.
I'm calling from here. Yeah.
You're calling from which area are you in? Which local government are you in right now as you're calling Radio Biafra?
I'm in Owerri. I'm from Nkwere. I'm from Nkwere. Local government. I'm from Nkwere.
Yes. And what time is it there now that you're keeping awake to listen to Radio Biafra in Biafra Land? What time is it?
It's almost
2:30 a.m. And you are in Biafra Land driving away heat and mosquito. But you still found time to call Radio Biafra. You are indeed blessed. The world is listening to your voice. We are in Toronto, in Canada, at the home of our brother and our sister. Please go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
You are doing a great job. You and the terrible board of Radio Biafra. You guys are doing a lot.
Thank you.
What I am in the yesterday program, I was joining a lot. It was very interesting.
Yes.
What the man was saying was, I was amazed. I even, if possible, we can have such in that program maybe once in a week.
Yes.
At least let's educate our people and let people who die here, some people in Eastern, some people are not here, they cannot listen to it through their radio. The transmitter issue is very serious.
Yes,
if we can help ourselves, it's very important for people to understand what is happening. Many of us don't know. Except those who are, even this internet sometimes is very difficult.
It is.
In every day, I'm trying to make sure I listen to Radio Biafra through my internet. Sometimes it will be very stressful to you. I only try to call. Every day I'm going to listen to it like I'm sick. So, I want to ask of one thing. The question I want to also say, the federal government want to celebrate Nigeria and January 1st. So, what are we doing about it? The celebration they want to celebrate about the they want to celebrate the amalgamation. Why? People don't know what is amalgamation. But they want to celebrate about it. They want to write on that one. I don't know why. What happened? Is there any news?
Yes. What we're going to do is this, if I understand it correctly, what we're going to do is that to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. We ignore them in their foolish celebrations. Why would anybody celebrate the day they were conquered as slaves? The day they lost their identity, the day they lost their sense of well-being, their sense of worth as a people. As we said before, let us take it one at a time. The issue of transmitter is coming. It is dependent on our people in the USA, in Canada, all over the place to come together so we can get this transmitter. They are responding. When we lament on something, people do something. So we are very grateful for those who have responded to us. So the message of Radio Biafra will get everywhere very shortly. We are coming to our people. Remember that when the white people came with their Bible, the tool of deception to connive with our people. You know, they even lied to us. We discovered yesterday, we thought that King Jaja of Okobo was a slave trader, slave dealer. But it's all lies, because he would not sell his own people to the British. That's why they took him into exile. He was not dealing in slaves at all. These are lies.
Because you know what they are coming to do. They don't have any right good thing in their mind to come and be in Africa. They want to come to take away our explorers. Unless you want to bring around is a council of elders.
Yes.
Now, if possible, the council of elders can write to all these groups in Nigeria that are supporting maybe on AZ or those, write a letter to them, let them be aware, let them know what is happening. And if they know, maybe some of them may know, make it clear, like all the Masoro, write a letter, give them like something like this that exists, so they will be aware of what is happening.
They can do that, but this is why we need our transmitter. We need to explain this so that people understand what a transmitter means. We are telling people in Canada and in the US because this is the only place, the level of ignorance in this part of the world is astonishing. Although some of them claim to be at the cutting edge of both science, information and technology, they don't understand what a transmitter means in the US. I hope it's not going to be the same way in Canada. How many hear what transmitter? A transmitter means to make it possible for our people to listen to Radio Biafra broadcast on their radio rather than using iPad, iPhone, BlackBerry, computer, laptop and all the rest of it. That's the meaning of transmitter. Is to take this signal from here today in our brother's home in Toronto and send it to 2,500 miles across north, south, east and west from a center of the epicenter of itself in Igbo Land. That is what people don't understand. If we go now and say to our council of elders, write to this person, do this, do that, they will only write a letter. Vanguard will come out the next day with propaganda from Nigeria. Guardian will come out.
Punch.
This Day will come out. Punch will come out. New Nation will come out. Daily Trust will come out.
Right.
Daily Independent will come out and drown out that message. What we are saying to our people, they don't understand. If we have our own media broadcasting every day, every nonsense they preach in the morning, we use evening and dismantle all of them.
Media is the key,
my dear brother. You are, look at when you're calling. We are in USA. People are calling us from home. Here are Mendo for the Shanghai in America.
And then Canada. Media is the key. Without media, we can't go forward.
Thank you for calling.
If we leave the media alone, the transnational issue is here, I will tell you within one month.
Of course. We know things will change. Thank you very much.
I'm pleading people to please, anyhow they can help. Let's believe me, a true Biafra. Let them help. I'm happy to deliver whatever I have. At least I'm making a pledge every month in what I will do. Because I'm doing it to my generation.
Yes.
To come.
Thank you. Proud of where they come from.
Because the issue of Nigeria, I don't like it, the way these things are happening. We're just fooling ourselves that we are one Nigeria, nothing like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is somebody staying awake at home by this time, 2-3 in the morning.
People want this change.
Calling us in Canada.
People want this change.
Calling us in the US and letting us know that they want change. Yeah, Tom and Dibu, hamburger na Canada. Is there hamburger here?
The hamburger is not like in the US. US is Canadian.
The Canadian one is different.
Oh, yeah. Because in US, when you see their large, you know it's the medium here in Canada.
You are joking. It's even worse here.
No, it's worse. The medium here is the large, that's more like it. It's true.
They go with jerrycan as people are drinking with normal. I saw the size of the large. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I said, what is this?
But sometimes they do their magic, you know, because what you see on the billboard, how big it is, when you pay the money, you see that it's not up to what you're seeing on the board.
I saw when we were paying for it was even larger than what I saw on the billboard. It was larger. This is Radio Biafra. Your connection is not very, very good at all. Please, we suggest you try and call us back with the more secure line. What are we going to do about this transmitter? Is it a bad thing to ask our people to buy a transmitter for those at home?
No, not at all.
Because sometimes we feel guilty that we're asking our people to do something that is impossible.
I'm not saying because we talked about the religion, but I be in a church when the pastor or the priest or whoever that is in charge asks for contribution in order to help the church financially, people they're able to do it.
Yes.
So in this case, because it's a kind of ministry to the Biafrans, it's the same thing for us to get the message across, we need it, and that's why we are pleading. We're not going to be ashamed. We don't have it, so we have to beg. So we are begging all the Biafrans that are listening, both the Canadian, they have to call in. We need their contributions. Even though we're going to meet some of them tomorrow and next, but we still need them. We need to hear their voice. The zeal to show that they are interested and they're willing is what we need.
Yes, we'll do that tomorrow.
So we can be able to move on.
You'll speak tomorrow, isn't it? And I will beg your husband. You go together, so you speak. When you speak, they'll listen to you. I'm sure they will. I hope so. Yeah, they'll listen to you. You know, our men listen to our women more than their fellow men. That is how it is. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello? No, we've lost the connection. The connection is very poor. We've not had it this poor before. It's been working very, very well. Please try and call us with the voice. Maybe they're calling from Lagos or Ibadan, where there are no lines. Nothing seems to be working. Yes, go ahead.
I just want to take us back a little bit to what the caller from Malaysia. called and
yes.
asked us to forget about the encroachment of Islam.
Mm.
For me, I don't think it's something we should take lightly, because sometimes, he said he has been outside Nigeria since 2010. So now that's 3 years. That's a whole lot of things can happen within even
1 week.
1 week.
A week is a long time in politics.
We shouldn't take that threat lightly.
Yes.
So this is where those of us in the diaspora, those of us outside, has to come in. This is where we have to chip in to make sure we have this transmitter to alert those back home that this is what is happening. Like they say, and when you look at it, the blame has to go to every one of us, including myself. Many yes. of us have left home. It's like we leave and we don't look back. And there is something that says nature abhors vacuum.
Yes.
The last time I you know, over the last couple of years now, I've made it a point of duty to always go to Nigeria, go to Biafra land, to my village, at least 3 times a year. Because there was one time I went back home for the first time in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the village, when I saw our home, this was a home that my dad used to take us to from Lagos every December. When yes. I went back there, cobwebs.
Everywhere.
Cobwebs all over the place.
Yes. You could do them.
The whole village was quiet. Everybody has slept. Yeah, okay.
Yes, in your own village.
In my own village. In my own house, my own compound now.
Your compound.
My own compound.
Are you all in Canada and US?
Yeah, no story. So the thing is that it's some are in Lagos.
You see?
So it's like this is I believe this is the same thing. This is the same thing in every part of Igbo land. When you leave, animals are going to take over.
Of course they'll take over. Park your car outside and leave it for 4 days and see what happens.
So we are all left. The northerners are coming to take over.
Yes.
My brother, there you are very right.
If you look at the middle belt, they are fully killing the middle belters every day. How do you think that happened? Over years they were coming into the middle belt.
It's true. It's true. That is correct.
Now they become emboldened.
They bold to then go launch the attack from there. It's
this
true.
This might be. That's why I say we have to look into this thing seriously.
Yes.
Especially those of us outside. They've settled in, but our own people, because of their own cowardice, they've settled in the north for hundreds of years or whatever. They can't do. They can't even penetrate.
No.
Yes.
Because they have what is called Bashiga in the north.
What is that?
Bashiga is that you can't enter there. That is why they can come up during census. Eh? They will tell you that an Alhaji will come to tell you that Niemure 5 wives, Niemure 20 children, but you dare not see them. He will give you the names, and that is the way they give them their balloting papers. They will go and then come to
and this is what BBC tells them to say, yeah. Oh, there's going to be ballot, and you see, it's very subtle.
You can't see
their wife, you can't see their human children.
So, if they give you 20 names, you don't have to confirm that there's 20 names they have.
No, you don't have to.
You know, that's why I love this forum, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm not a history person,
okay,
but because of this Radio Biafra, I'm getting more
information.
Because there's certain things I don't even know, except when they call us, say something that is happening that I have no clue about it, and when we start discussing, then I'll say, okay, now I know. I have no idea, and I'm so happy because I learned a lot now.
Yes,
yes.
Added to what he was saying, you know, even in the Igbo land, Aba, Owerri, Umuahia, Enugu, there was this time that the Hausa people were going sharpening knives.
Nail cutters.
Those are this present Boko Haram militants.
Yeah, they want to gauge our strength to see how strong we are.
Wanted to know the nook and cronies of our country. And they will come to Aba to tell you, Igbo, we know them. We don't know them. It was like the days when we were in Germany. You know, the German people will look at us and they will say,
I can't understand what is wrong with these people. It's first day over punish by this loyalty. They have a kind of, okay, that they don't have parents here, they don't have brothers here, they will just enter plane and begin to come here. They say they want to be
asylum seekers,
but they are not looking unhealthy. They are not looking because every Igbo man you see around here are very healthy, and then we are so scared that these people might one day take over the country from them. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That if you enter a train where typical 3-4 German women are, if you see the way they grab their bags and run away from that coach for you, you understand? They were looking at the black people as terrorists. They were looking, they were afraid that we are invading them. But this, I'm saying, is the practice that these houses were using. They entered into the heart of Igbo land, shining shoes, cutting nails. How can you be sustained? But they are being subsidized by their people that are sponsoring them.
It is true. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We are here in Toronto, in Canada.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
My name is Chukwuemeka Christian Ifanoneku.
Chris. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
And actually, I'm calling from Canada.
Yes. We know you, Chris. Go on.
Yeah.
So, can you turn your system off, please, and talk to us via the phone, because the world is listening. After that, then you can turn it back on again.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, it's better now. Go ahead.
Okay, I am from Urela, Idata North, in Imo State. Actually, also Urela, in Idata North, Imo State.
Wonderful.
I'm just calling to say welcome to Canada.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you, and I so much enjoy your program. I was drawn to this program, into this program, by your coordinator here, Lolo Morin Ezechukwu.
Yes.
Presently, I am the leader of Olo General Assembly here in Greater Toronto Area, GTA, Canada.
That's wonderful.
I just want to join my brothers from what I discovered yesterday. Is like the people of Olo in Chicago.
They did well. Olo Hall, York Street in Blue Island in Chicago. It was open for Radio Biafra, yes.
Wonderful. That is good. And I want to expand that blessings even here in Toronto. Because as I speak now, the people of Olo here are very much aware of your presence.
Beautiful.
And we are going to make sure that your stay here is very, very comfortable, just like our brothers, our brethren over there did.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I will make my contributions tomorrow. I just want to tell you that we are aware of your presence here in Toronto. And I am aware that my friend dear Jerry, and what about my brother who is there working with you, who is assisting you there?
Yes.
Who says for me shaking the seat?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That guy there is my brother, but I'm happy he's following their programs.
Yes.
Tell him to go back to his roots. He should join his people here. He should belong to all of them here.
Yes.
Tell him
yes.
that the leader of all is passing that message to you.
Thank you, brother.
And the next thing I want to say before I finally give other people way to speak is I want to, this one is going to be a people because Yenga gona wofo. Anama gona wofo oganihu.
Emeo.
Ejima handa olo. Ejima wofo handa olo. Ni ile bina GTA. Wena asena oga adrege ma.
Emeo. Ise.
Ile ni ile mbo humi ile gaga wofo ma. Oni di effort aga hawa ine gala ni.
Ise.
Yes, anama emi invoku. Oku chineke. Because ndu Biafra wo. Ndu chumuke ndu Biafra. Ndu Biafra bu maka. Ay kwa karachuku. So I'm a move go to Tuguna San 121 Makanjem Gunili, Ogade Tuguna, Tigarika Benaga. Whatever name of invoke now, San 191. So now you will give me the Kino who got a day in a window charge. You know what I'm asking me when you're jogging at the Hano. So I'm a worker. I get why we came with you. We're going to see you tomorrow actually. Either in the picnic or wherever. And I will personally make time to see you in Canada before you leave.
Ndewo. Ndewo.
Thank you so much. Ndewo. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. That's our brother, the leader of Olu people. Are all of you from Olu?
No, here.
Mbise.
Mbise
Kenesi. Akwa Olokwe?
Imo State.
You know, we have yes, he's a great man.
But we're not too far from
him. We have used to hear from him.
Yes, not Olu before, mm-hmm. but not anymore. That's, you are now autonomous. Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, our dear brother. Thank you very, very much. He's behaved like a true Ibosidam. Yes, this is how we do things where we come from. This is what is called one need number. That is how we do it.
He's a dynamic person.
He is, I think in him, a lot of people, they have somebody worthy to be worked with. We also brought peace with us. We brought progress. We brought all manner of things that will ensure that our people progress into the land of the living from the land of the dead. Nigeria is a land of dead.
Of the dead.
And we don't want to be partakers in it. We want to be free the way God created us. I don't know if our people know that we have always been free people. Do you know that?
Yes.
We have always been free people.
Yeah.
Until the white man came.
Until the white man came.
We've always been free. And we want to return to that state of freedom once again.
Yeah, and lately, Pentecostal churches.
Yeah, we will defeat them.
They
can. So we'll get them. Let our transmitter come. The edifice of the devilish creation they have in our place will crumble along with the likes of Peter. Yes,
brother. Yeah, my brother. You know one thing with this Pentecostal or this church, this religion, which is the opium of the people.
Yes.
You know, the white man, when he came, I remember once I read from Desmond Tutu that when the white man invaded Africa, they saw the whole resources. And they told them to
go ahead, please. Go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay. They told us to fold our hands and pray that when we die, we will get wings and fly to heaven.
Yes.
But while they were doing that, they were very busy fitting in every structure in the
as you will close your eyes and
as
pray.
You close your eyes, you pray.
As you kneel down to pray,
then
close your eyes.
They gave you the Bible, and they took everything that belongs to you. This was said by a Kalaji man, Desmond Tutu. You know, and he was asking, "Do you know why when they came in, they taught you English, reading, and arithmetic?"
No.
Yeah, they taught you this thing so that you will help them in taking away slaves. In reading, you can read the name of the people. In arithmetic, you know the number they are stealing, they are going with, you know. And writing, you can write the names. This is exactly what they want. They didn't teach you art maths. They didn't teach you physics. Didn't teach you biology. They didn't teach you all other complicated subjects that enhances development.
Reading and writing. That's
reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's the only thing they taught us. The three R's, only to exploit, you know. But then you are talking of transferring technology. How can it happen when they give you a machine that produces pin? It will only end up producing pin. And if the machine spoils, you have to get expatriate from there to put it in order.
We don't need them and their machines anyway.
You see,
we succeeded without them. We are coming to the end of the program. You won't believe it, we spent 2 hours already on air this evening. Once again, we apologize for having come late. I was very tired, and Sunday, Adike, we do apologize. The line from Abuja is very poor. You've written to say you're calling from Abuja. He wants to contribute It's unfortunate. The lines are not clear. It's from the telecommunications in the Zoological Republic. You don't blame us from here. Our systems are fine. This is very difficult. If you've listened to us, we ask you to also do the same tomorrow. Or later on today for you, because the time is coming up to 3 a.m. in London, 3 a.m. in Biafraland, and here it is going to 10, is that correct?
Yes.
It's about 5 minutes to 10 here in Toronto in Canada, where I have enjoyed my stay so far. Our people here are hospitable. Nde Biafra, when they mad na Toronto, in Canada. This is, we have not stayed here for up to a day, but I can tell them that they have people in Toronto, in Canada, that they can be proud of our people in Canada. They can be proud of the Biafrans in Canada, proud of the Igbo people in Canada. They have behaved the way we would have expected them to, as sons and daughters of the sacred land of the Igbo people. We are God Himself descended out from heaven from. We are the children of the light. We are the children of the light. Any day you understand what it means to be an Igbo person, believe you me, you have a party every blessed day of your life. We want to reclaim our inheritance. We thank you for joining us today. We'll just go around very, very quickly to say goodbye to all of you as we await another broadcast tomorrow. We are going to the Olu meeting tomorrow. Is it Olu picnic?
No, Enugu picnic.
Enugu, I have Olu in my head for some reason. Olu is on Sunday. Yeah, we are going to Enugu people tomorrow to go and tell them the truth about Biafra. And they will hear us tomorrow. Because this is radio. We don't fear anybody.
No, not at all.
We tell the truth.
Yeah.
Regardless of who you are, we tell the truth.
Sure.
Yes. One day, Madam Mehani, Atoha Mehani, who if you do very well, we also acknowledge you. Our brother here from Isie Kenesi. It's a very wonderful, beautiful name, that very place. He himself and Clifford Iranya answered our call. Instead of having only one equipment, we now have two to even perform more miracles. Because the more equipment we have, the more... Our sister was asking us, how are you able to do this with this tiny thing here? We said, because we are Biafran people. It is something that God showed us. He has never shown to any other person. What we can do with Radio Biafra, no other person can do it. We challenge them to try what we are doing. Nobody can do it. Nobody will challenge them to try it. They can't do it. If you like, tell CNN to come here, give them this type of equipment, ask them to break. They can't do it. We have something that no other person has. It's a divine revelation. We thank all of you for joining us. Please, my dear brother, greet them. Let us close.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for giving us this audience. We appreciate all the call-ins we have. The program that Nnamdi came with here in Toronto is very educative, sensitizing our men and our women, creating that awareness that nothing is going to stop us. And this is the spirit I want us to continue growing in. He had said something that is very important. We are talking of having a transmitter, because we cannot embark on this project without having a good transmitter that will disseminate information. If you can imagine the big thing he is doing with the little equipment he has, then
that we have, all of us on this,
all right.
Because you are contributing without knowing it.
Yes, we are.
Maybe now, through Moses Wigwe and Tupu your form and the Zorobo, this belongs to the people. It doesn't belong to any one person.
It belongs to Biafra. It belongs to the movement.
Absolutely.
It belongs to the project.
Yes.
So what I am saying, and there is nowhere a tree can make a forest.
That is correct.
And it is together that we can carry this project successfully. So we are encouraging us, everybody, whatever thing you can do to make this movement a success, we are pleading, we are begging. It is for you, it is for your child, it is for your children, it is for our generation. And making Biafra to succeed, according to Ndemorogu Biafra, is a task that must be done. Unawuchule.
Thank you very much. And my dear, no, you come last because we're in your home, in the absence of your husband. Please.
Fellow Biafrans, thanks for listening this evening. We have had a lot of discussions. I hope you digested them well. I want to touch on when we talked about Islam coming to Igbo land. It's not going to happen. We are not outsiders. We don't spread ourselves on the floor. Igbos, we struggle. We are not lazy. You can't put us somewhere and feed us morning, day, afternoon, and night. It's not our lifestyle. Islam can never work in Nigeria. And that thing they shout in the morning, I don't think it will happen. There will be a lot against that. If you want to shout, shout in your church, but don't disturb the peace. It's called noise pollution in Canada here.
That's what it is.
Noise pollution, yes. If it's above certain decibels, you will be banned. You're destroying people's tympanic membrane. So it's not allowed.
I've never had a lack of alcohol in the morning.
Yeah, but they have mosque here. You don't have, you see, it's in Zoological Republic of Nigeria, you have that sort of nonsense.
Yes.
We're not going to allow it. If they want to practice Islam in the East, in Biafra, let them go ahead, but don't disturb us, because their essence is what is going to ruin them.
Yes.
Fellow Biafrans, those of us in Trono, we have a task at hand with this transmitter. We have to discuss it. It's a project between those of us in diaspora. We have to help our people in Igbo land and to get the good information. Information is power. Even wherever you walk, information is power. What you don't know is older than you.
Yes.
But once you know it, you become the older than that. So our people, we need your support. We play our own part. I'm Simon Okoroga. I play my own part. I'm not a man of many words. I know how I do my things. Thank you for listening. And good night. We'll be on air tomorrow by 2 p.m. Canadian time.
You'll be here, isn't it?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Because there are some stories you were telling us about how people took enemy position, because you are a genuine Biafran soldier. You fought. You gave us descriptions of the air theaters of battle, how you fought, the equipment you used. We want to let our people know that very information is very vital. This is very, we educate our people here. We must teach them our history, especially those of you who bravely fought without anything and took enemy positions. Thank you very, very much. You've been with me since morning.
Osh, I'm
you
your
got chef. Me from the airport.
I'm your official chauffeur.
For over 12, going to 14 hours. He came to the airport nearly an hour before I came. For nearly 15 hours, he's been up. I've gone to have a nap. He's still here with me. This is not his own, but he's still here with me. And that is how you know a Biafran soldier. Not a Biafran soldier who is telling me he's moving from one hospital to another. I hope he can't even hold it. Please go ahead.
Yes, fellow Biafrans, and the yet to be convinced Igbo amongst us. They say nature abhors vacuum. Many of us have left our home. As we leave, something is going to move in, either a human being or an animal.
Yes.
Or even a non, or even something more dangerous.
Yes. Like Boko Haram.
We cannot run away from our home. It is very, very dishonorable that we'll turn our backs on our home from where we come from.
Yes.
It is not, it is people that have no shame, people that have no honor that do such a thing. Wherever we are, like this place I am, in this part of Canada. This part of Canada would have been part under the United States. There was a Battle of York. It was fought here, 1813. Canadians have to fight Americans.
To keep this place.
They fought to keep this place. If not, Canada would have been under the United States. So please, I'm appealing to every one of us. We cannot run away like cowards.
We are not cowards.
It's impossible.
Please go back, study your history. You will find that you are not what you think you are. You cannot be afraid of your enemies.
You can't be.
You cannot be scared of the word Biafra. You will not be arrested, because if you are scared, you can't tell me. You can't be scared of criminals. The people you think that will come after you are criminals. They are common criminals. The people that are ruling Nigeria are criminals. So you cannot be scared of these criminals. We have to put our foot on the ground. We have to be bold. Biafra is the only, in short, it is the best thing that can happen to every Igbo person that is living now and generation to come. Without Biafra, we are finished as a people. The violent form of Islam raging from the north will keep encroaching. Our people will keep getting brainwashed by all these fake pastors. The only way to halt all these multiple problems is to actualize or restore Biafra.
Yes.
And please, we have to chip in and make sure we get this transmitter. It is getting too long. It's a mere transmitter. We can do it.
Yes. Thank you very much.
We shouldn't be wasting time on this transmitter of a thing. So I appeal to you once more, and hopefully you join us again tomorrow. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much. And on behalf of the Biafran family, we thank you for your magnificent gift to Radio Biafra.
and by extension to the Biafran people, who will notify the Council of Elders of your gesture and will acknowledge it far more formally. Thank you very, very much. You bought us an iPad. I don't know if it is mini or the big one. Is so we'll say that this one you brought is better than the one we had before. Yes, thank you very much. And we thank you all for listening. There is a creed and there is a code that says that do not be afraid in the presence of your enemies. That is what the Bible says. Do not fear in the presence of your enemies. Speak the truth at all times, even if it leads to your death.
That's right.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Speak the truth at all times, even if it leads to your death.
You only die but once.
Do no wrong, but defend the poor. That is the oath of those who are righteous. That was the oath of the army of Christ that took over Jerusalem from the Muslims. A handful of them from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They traveled for days, shipwrecks, nights, months in choppy waters of the Mediterranean. They came to the Holy Land and they took Jerusalem from the enemy. There is nothing stopping us from getting. People don't understand. I said, oh, but Ojukwu said this before, I said that before. I said, all Ojukwu was doing, many things, was to foretell what is to come.
That is it.
And that time is now. As we say at Radio Biafra, we ask you to get a pen and a piece of paper and write it down what we tell you. We are not going to relent. We are not going to retreat from this struggle.
No.
We are not going to surrender. Either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra.
Yeah.
Either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra.
That's right.
We're not going on exile.
No.
We are not going to retreat from this very struggle until we get it. We leave the last word to our dear sister in the absence of her husband to close Radio Biafra transmission from her kitchen. We are very close to the kitchen. We've been fed very well here. Yes. Please go ahead.
Okay. As we are about to end today's broadcast, which is the second segment, I would like to thank every Biafran man and women that are calling to contribute to today's topic. I want to thank you guys for your listening and for making the contribution, and also to thank our coordinator here, Nnamdi Kanu.
Yes, Kanu.
Because he's the man, he's bigger than everybody.
He's good, man.
Yeah. He's good, and I prompt everything to him because I can't even be him. He works so tirelessly to make sure that this thing comes on air. Even though, as a human being, we have to, you know, make some mistake. But today, we apologize, and I'm apologizing again for coming in later than when we were supposed to. Thank you so much, and hopefully, you all have heard what the topic of today was. About Bacha, how they are doing their justice, and how the Islamic Muslims are trying to occupy the eastern state of Nigeria, and everything else that we didn't discuss, that we are going to do it tomorrow, the same time at 2 o'clock, here from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Peace be with you. Same time, tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. First segment, we're going to be broadcasting live, and the second segment will start at 7 p.m. Hopefully, tomorrow the Canadians will call in, because I know they are wherever they are right now trying to make up their mind, which I believe they are now in the bus with all the dear friends. Thank you so much, and God bless every one of you. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks. Are we done?
You've said it.
Ibi mena no mo wagasilele.